2002, I, Elizabeth Elijah Nicomiah, dreamed I saw exploding stars and missiles coming to America. Pray Yahweh will make them duds where you live before it's too late. Also, Prophecy 66, quite unexpected as I type this out, entitled Prophecy 66, blow the trumpet and warn, Yahshua is not coming back for the church, but for his bride. Titus 2:13-14. Look up, Americans, humble, repent, pray for Yahweh's judgment to be delayed. The missiles will soon be coming, and only prayer or fasting can make them duds or delay them. Please take this prophetic dream seriously before it's too late. Yahweh speaks in dreams and visions as well as prophecies. Please copy and pass this to others as well as other ministry sites. No one can say they weren't warned. Pray for wisdom of Yahweh, for President Bush and the two-star generals, and all those in government, including Colin Powell. Now is not the time to play politics. Pray while we still have the freedom to pray. I had a dream with the interpretation, and I saw exploding stars and missiles coming to America. Pray Yahweh will make them duds where you live, as well as all over America. This is my prophetic dream of warning. I want you to understand the circumstances that I fell asleep, so you will know I was not watching too much CNN before sleep. December 7th was our 9th month wedding anniversary. We were told by Yahweh to celebrate it monthly, not only yearly. This is what we had done. It was about 2 o'clock a.m. before we fell asleep, lovingly, full of peace in each other's arms. I am not thinking of any terrorist attack before my sleep. Having said this, I will relate the dream to you. My husband, Apostle Nicomiah, and I were outside, looking at the stars facing the east. I was awestruck how beautiful the stars looked that night. The sky looked like a black velvet canvas, and the stars were so bright, big, and beautiful. I said, look, darling, look at the stars. I've never seen them so bright and beautiful. And he said, yes, he had seen skies like this before in Minnesota. We got down on our knees and started praying and praising Yahweh and Yahshua for creating such beauty. We also were thanking God Yahweh for the blessing and protection we have known in America. Note, we did not have coats on and it was not snow we were kneeling on, but where we are living now, we have only had snow one time and the snow has melted and the weather is not that cold. The next thing I saw in my dream is hard to explain. As I looked up praying, I saw what looked like an exploding star. One star exploded, first with lights all around it in various colors. I kept praying, for I didn't know what this was. As I showed my husband the exploding star, he continued praying with me and praising Yahweh for his protection and blessings and the beauty God Yahweh created. I looked up, and no longer were we alone, for people started watching us pray and praising Yahweh and Yahshua. Multitudes of people started watching the skies with us. 5 women knelt beside us and joined with us praying and praising Yahweh and Yahshua for protection. These were our first friends that joined in the dream, joining hands with us. Multitudes of others just stood back and watched us. Some mocked us. I watched the sky and I thought the exploding star wouldn't happen again. Much to my amazement, another exploding star, then another. We kept on praying and more people joined on our knees with us and prayed. There were at least 4 exploding stars, some bigger than the others. I realized then the people joining us were for us, and those that refused to pray with us and help us intercede for America were against us. I was puzzled what the exploding stars mean. I said to my husband, strange, because this isn't fireworks, for it's not the 4th of July.